The new Wegovy pill is now available through Weight Watchers. Powerful GLP-1 results in a simple pill at the lowest price available. And with Weight Watchers, you can get doctor support and personalized nutrition programs. See if you qualify at weightwatchers.com. Ad not reviewed or approved by Novo Nordisk.
Saskatchewan Rough Riders star running back AJ Ouellette. What's it been like to be a Grey Cup champion? Yes, it's for the second time, but a Grey Cup champion with the Saskatchewan Rough Riders.
I mean, yeah, you can say it's the second time, but it's first time with the Riders and the passion that comes with that fan base. I'm still getting random messages in my, social media account saying, thank you. You don't know what this means to the province and all that stuff. But it's just, it's a good feeling knowing that like your hard work is recognized and enjoyed.
Could you have imagined what it was going to be like winning a Grey Cup in Saskatchewan, the parade, all of the tours around the province, the outpouring from the fans, like you said, that are still in your DMs?
Yeah. It's more than I imagined. Playing in Toronto, I had a teammate, Declan Cross, who said, if you ever have the opportunity to play in Sask, you should do it because it is the most professional feeling you'll ever have as like a professional athlete. And then when I signed with Sask and I realized they only had four Grey Cups at the time and how passionate they were, I'm like, they deserve a lot more than this. And we got one and hopefully many more.
You win that Grey Cup. What was the time like after that? You know, that night celebrating and, you know, perhaps all the way up to today.
Yeah. I hate to say it. I loved the celebration. I loved how long they're enjoying it. I mean, fans are still enjoying the celebration, but it felt like 24 hours of enjoying the win and hanging out with the guys. And then I felt like every event afterwards was like a forced smile of, yeah, we're champions. But like in my head, it was like, who am I playing next? Like there should be a game coming up all season. Regular season playoffs, it's okay, you won, fix your mistakes, on to the next opponent, and you just go step by step, and you get so lost in that process. After the Grey Cup, you're like, all right, we won, cool. All right, what mistakes did I make? How do I fix it? Who do I play next? And you get to that who do I play next part, and you're like, I don't know. I guess I won't know until they come out with the the calendar or the schedule in December. So preseason, and after that, BC.
Indeed. I heard that you and Trevor Harris were back in the gym around 48 hours after you won the Grey Cup. Is that true?
Yeah. I mean, like I said, we were just trying to figure out what to do. And every time we were out in public, it's fans are going crazy, right? You just won the Grey Cup. And it was us trying to get away from that. And like I said, like you saw your mistakes, what to fix. Now I got to get my body ready for the next game. And then we drove like a week after that home. And we still were just like, it's not real. Like, it felt like we were driving up here last month for the training camp. Like, there should be a game this week. And there wasn't. So ending it as a champion and a win, it just felt like there was more that we needed to chase. And glad he's back so we can chase some more.
You're both back, and there was a whole bunch of pending free agents. The Riders had a CFL high in that category. You essentially negotiated your own contract with the Riders to come back. What was that process like to go through as a Grey Cup champion?
You know what you're – I don't want to say what you're worth, but you know what you can bring to a team when it comes to your knowledge of the game, your leadership. They can count on you no matter what the – you know, level of the game is. So you're asking for a certain amount and then you're like, shoot, that means we can't bring everybody back if I get that much. And then it is a business. So you get your first contract offer in and it is nowhere near what you're thinking that you're going to sign for. And then it was just, all right, I enjoy Sask to where I want to be next year. Love the coaching staff, love the locker room. So then I started reaching out to, companies all over Sask just being like, hey, if I do like a commercial for you, can we work out a deal or something like that? So I got a meat company that going to do a billboard for and get some food for.
Which company?
Yeah, asked me too quick, but the owner's name is Bryce. It's in Moose Jaw. I'm trying to think of the.
It'll come to you.
Yeah. But then you got the Mad Greek. He's also in Moose Jaw, owns a restaurant there. So if you're ever in Moose Jaw, stop at the Mad Greek and get some pizza or dry rib or whatever. Great. And then Regina Heating and Plumbing. Great guys. My type of guys that I like to hang out with outside of football. So shooting commercials for them. And yeah, just wanted to make sure I had enough to make sure my family was good. And then the support that the community showed, especially when I wasn't signing and they were like yelling at me and in the DMs, they wanted me back. So I'm like, all right, that's where I should be.
They were just excited.
Yeah.
How much does the added benefit of playing in Saskatchewan where those commercials, like you talked about, or deals are actually possible? Yes, you want to be compensated fairly as a football player, but there's added, I guess, money to be made.
Yeah. Yeah. And you got to learn how to sell yourself. Like, I am a humble person that does not like to talk about myself too much, but in a community like that, they want to help. And they want to help the riders. So any way that they can. And it was huge. I just had to mention it and bring it up to just a couple people. And they started reaching out to companies for sponsorships and deals and vehicles to rent for the year and all that. So, yeah, to make life a little bit easier for the next free agents, I'd try SASK.
You would know very well firsthand. You went out there to officially sign your contract, and then you're busy, man. You had the Grey Cup, and you actually took it to a country concert up in Saskatoon, correct?
Yeah. So I had tickets somehow. Friends of mine knew the backstage like manager of Hardy and got us basically floor tickets, and we took the Grey Cup there, and Cameron Whitcomb heard. Him being a Canadian, heard about the Grey Cup being in there. So he comes running into the locker room, taking pictures with the Grey Cup, holding it above his head. I was lucky enough to have extra jerseys because I was not missing this opportunity because I went to Shania Twain and there was another concert. I was like, I forgot a jersey. It would have been my pass to get back there. So brought jerseys, gave it to Cameron. He wore it on stage to open his show. And then he said, would you want to bring the Grey Cup on stage? And I'm like, these fans will go crazy in Saskatoon if we bring the Grey Cup out here. And he said, bring it on stage. It's actually crazy how they like script the whole, you know, what songs are going to go through. And they're like, as soon as I start this song, you bring it out. And I'm like, all right, running up on stage, bringing it out. And then he stops and shows it off. And yeah, it was a cool experience.
What did that make you feel inside? Bringing the Grey Cup on stage in Saskatoon, packed house. I would imagine your vibes were amazing.
Oh, yeah. Like, it's crazy. They always talk about being a football player and playing in front of that many people. And I don't notice the fans once the game starts, right? You can hear loud noises and all that and have to focus on listening to a play call or something. But you don't notice the fans. When I was carrying that up and the lights were hitting the stage and I could just see a packed house, I was like, whoa, this is what a rock star feels like. All right, cool.
That's what a country star feels like.
Yeah.
That's right up your alley.
And it was awesome. Yeah, it was an experience I will not forget, that's for sure.
You have been busy in so many ways in the off season. There's no insane transformation, let's call it. Are you sticking to essentially what worked for you last off season to carry you through the entire 2025 regular season, have the most productive season along with a Grey Cup in your career?
Yeah. So, you know, I didn't cut that 20 something pounds. I dropped a little bit just to make sure I was feeling good, training well. I had a machine that Trevor let me borrow that he uses, that uses direct current to stimulate muscles in different ways for workouts or recovery. All that, and I used it last year, and I felt really good. So I bought one, and I've been doing workouts with him on it. So all we do is basically Zoom every 3 days, And him and Jake Cousins is the guy that gives us the workouts. And he tells us where to put the pads, what kind of exercises to do. And I don't know if you saw me walking around today, but I'm a little sore because 2 days ago we had leg day with Trevor Harris. I didn't think a quarterback could, you know, work out this hard. But, yeah, I had this machine hooked up to me. And the best part is you control it yourself. So you're trying to outdo the next person to see if you can get a higher number than them when you're training. And every time I am sore after. So luckily this is the last week of crazy intense workouts on the machine. We're going to dial it back, get ready for training camp.
Who gets the higher number?
He's been using the machine longer, so it's easier for him to get to the high numbers, but I think my pain tolerance is higher, so I can just fight through it. But yeah, him and Jake, like I said, they are at 100 on the machine pretty quick, and I'm shaking trying to get past 50 to get to 100. So
you'll get there eventually. Yeah, I'd imagine probably pretty quickly.
Yeah.
You also became a father. You and your partner welcomed a daughter into the world. Give us her name and how did all of that go for everybody?
Yeah. It was good. Me and Caitlin, we welcomed Isla Joe into the world on March 6th. I was expecting, you know, the worst when it comes to having a baby and sleeping, and she's been awesome.
This is the new Weight Watchers, built for real life and real results, no matter what mode you're in. Maddie went all in for her big day and lost 33 pounds. Emily lost 85 pounds and hit her goal while still living her life.
Weight Watchers gave me the tools and I feel amazing.
Join the millions of members and lose weight with the number one doctor-recommended weight loss program. Lose more at weightwatchers.com.
At 6 months, participants in a clinical trial of Weight Watchers program lost an average of 12 pounds.
Like, obviously, I'm getting up at night and doing all that stuff. But Caitlin's been a superwoman, like, doing more than probably what she is cleared to do. And then Isla's a champ. I think she knows, you know. But I'm going to let her know she's pretty dang good, easy baby to handle. It's been good. It's been an extra motivation for me. Watching Caitlin, you know, handle her and the way that she's, you know, transformed into a mother. I no longer play this game because I, you know, just love playing it. Obviously, I still love playing it, but now I'm playing it to make sure I have a paycheck for those two. And, yeah, fatherhood, it's been awesome. Guys are making fun of me because I'm doing ballerina twirls and gymnastic spins and all this stuff in the living room trying to put her to sleep. I'm like, you know what? I got a daughter. I'm going to have to get used to this.
Girl dad.
Yep.
Does becoming a father potentially add another level to AJ Ouellette on the field?
Yeah. I mean, I think that dad strength, I'm waiting for it to kick in, right? as long as I don't get the low back pain, it'll be good. But yeah, just more passion. I get to play for one more person. Just adding another, person in my circle is just an extra level of commitment I have.
Did becoming a dad mellow you out at all or change you mentally in any way?
Definitely. I don't want to say calm me down, but everybody was so glad when I announced that I was having a girl. Like, coaches, I'm like, good. You need to chill. You did not be so psycho. But yeah, it brings it all around to, you know, my childhood and what I want to give her and make sure I have the opportunity to give her what she, you know, needs and deserves.
Indeed. And I think you're going to do that and more if you attack it the same way that you've attacked, especially your professional football career and just knowing your character. She's going to be a great young woman when she grows up. How has that changed your plans for the season in terms of where Isla will be, your partner Caitlin, as you mentioned, and just the added dimension now that you have a dependent and a child?
Yeah. My camping days are over. There's no more camper. So I was lucky enough to find a nice spot. Nice house on the south side of the city in Regina that we'll be renting just to have more space. And, you know, two dogs. We're going to have a cat there. We have a baby. So we need some room, fenced in backyard. So it's, I kind of just feel like a full family now. And like a dad. I'm not camping, playing football.
Living at Trevor Harris's house sometimes too.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, but they're all going to fly out the end of May, at the end of training camp, and just take in this first season as a family.
Caitlin's from Etobicoke, is that correct?
Yep.
Did you meet her while you were with Toronto?
Yeah. Yeah. So I had a event where she, like her company, donated for a flag football thing. So they donated to the Argos. Their company got to come out and play a flag football tournament with all the other companies. And her company was a gym. So obviously me owning a gym, I gravitated towards them. I talked to everyone associated with the gym and started talking to her. She came, they got tickets to the game the next week. Talked to her there. She lived in the east side of the city at that time. And I lived in Milton, which is not easy to get to when you have to go through the city.
That is hard to do.
So
with all the traffic.
Yeah. We went out and got like ice cream once, just to hang out and get to know each other a little bit more. And then a couple months later, I signed with Sask and we thought that was the end. And, she hit me up saying that she was stopping in Sask for a wedding. She was taking a trip with friends, and we went to dinner and started talking again, and you know, slowly brought it up. I said, hey, we should probably move to Sask if we want to try to make this work, and she jumped on it. She's a ride or die for sure.
Now Isla's in the world with you.
Yep.
With you both, I should say. When you look at everything you got going on, and we should focus on this for a second, you're running a gym, essentially, while you're doing this. How do you keep that organized?
Yeah, it's a lot of, you know, trying to plan everything out. As soon as the season's out, you try to get the full year scheduled for the gym, and make sure that the coaches there know what they're doing, what to expect. And luckily, Brandon Weirig and Alex Trotter are the co-owners of the gym. They were hired on basically right when we opened up, and they've been with me since day one. And I felt like they deserved a part of that gym, because it wouldn't be here if it wasn't for them. Like, I'm up here playing a game that I love, and they're keeping this gym alive and growing it during the season. So they're part owners now of the gym. And we get a game plan set for the off season and for when I leave, and everybody sticks to it. And we do a lot of mental health checks, as guys do, in different varieties, to make sure everybody's good, because I have them running the gym. We're all part of a nonprofit that we have. So No Name Athletics is the gym, and then Make a Name Foundation is the nonprofit we're starting. And starting a foundation has been a lot of eye-opening stuff for us, because we've missed a lot of paperwork. But I want to make sure I'm not putting too much on their plate, because they both have two kids. Alex has twins, and Brandon has Peyton will be 3 in July, and a 4-month-old. So, yeah.
Lots going on.
They are busy, and I want to make sure that they're spending more time with the family than they are in an office working on stuff, mainly that I give them. So make sure everybody's good that way.
You got a lot going on. It sounds like you're setting yourself up well for after football. Trevor Harris gets this question all the time now. He's going to be 40 going into 2026. How many more years does AJ Ouellette want to play?
Man, he's 40. So I got to go I got to go 10 more years to beat him. No, man, I'm going to play.
With the way you take care of your body, you can do it.
Yeah, I'm going to play until that passion leaves. So right now, I don't see a near end, but never know. Every year's different, right? So I'm taking this. I know I wanted a couple years on the contract, but I'll take at least one more year playing football. So taking it year by year, I guess.
In an ideal world, would you like to finish your career in Saskatchewan, however long It is.
I mean, the big dream would be a three-peat, winning it in Regina because it's in Sask and next year. And then I'm retiring. Yeah. You win three in Sask. I think I have to retire. You know, let the fans do what they do and let the community, you know, put every statue of Trevor and Coach Mace around the city.
You were trying to talk Trevor Harris into signing a multi-year deal, right? For at least 2027. Yeah. So seems possible you could stay together that long.
Yeah, I think so. With how he's looking this year, he's gained weight and more muscle. And like, dude looks jacked, and I'm kind of worried that I'm going to be the small guy in the backfield now.
He said he's more mobile too, although he'd rather let you run the ball.
I said in an interview, I'm looking forward to people not expecting his transformation because he's going to be hitting the A-gap pretty hard this year, running linebackers over, jumping over safeties. So my job's no longer sitting back there making sure nobody touches Trevor.
He'll be tackling you post-game. When you look at 2026 from a mindset perspective, are the Riders defending or are they just focused on winning the Grey Cup this year?
Man, we're trying to be the best team that we can be this year. People can attack us if they want. They can put a target on our back, but we're approaching it as beating the next opponent that lines up across from you. Like I said, after the Grey Cup, I felt like there should have been an opponent lining up across from us the following week, but there wasn't. So I think we're going to bring that same mentality into to this year, and it's just line it up.
There was a video that I remember of you when you signed with the team initially, where you walked out into that stadium. And I think you talked about it afterwards, what you felt to be there as a Rider. What do you think it's going to be like in week two, which is the Riders' regular season opener, BC's there, to unveil a banner to those same fans in that same stadium where you walked into and felt what football meant in that province?
Yeah. I remember walking in into the stadium and seeing the empty slot where a Grey Cup banner should be going. And I was like, I want to be a part of that. And to do that, and this fan base is going to go crazy, especially playing BC, which was, you know, our opponent in the West Final, who's got a great team this year as well. So it's going to be two great teams going at it. And that's another challenge I have for the fans, is to show up with more energy this year. Just be crazy, sell out every game you can. And we're taking a step up, so we need you to take a step up.
Let's see if the Riders can make history this version and go back to back. AJ, it's been great to catch up with you. Look forward to doing it through the season at training camp and beyond. All the best. Yes.
Always great talking to you.